Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
A guest, yep. Senator Tony Boucher.
Yes, Republican State Senator Tony Boucher. Wilton joining us again on the line. Tony, good morning. And again, we're seeing some of this data now that comes out, marking a fifth straight year of decline for Connecticut's population. And unfortunately, we're kind of the only state in this area, correct, that is seeing this incessant level of people leaving and taking their money with them.
Well, we see it all the time, and I see it right next door. Mm-hmm. When I have a neighbor that we've been neighbors for over 20 years, yeah. Leaving in big numbers, unfortunately.
Now,
some of them taking a huge decline in their property value.
What reason did this neighbor, this friend of yours, when you asked them, why are you leaving, what reason or reasons do you hear?
Well, you know, the number one reason I hear from almost everyone, another neighbor whose husband is a CPA actually said, we have to move to Texas. And she says, I don't want to move to Texas. I don't know anybody there. He says, financially, that's the best prospects for us. And it's usually a financial decision.
Interesting. So
well, I can vouch for Texas. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
My daughter lived in Texas for 10 years, and she absolutely loved Texas. Things were reasonable, and there was no problem.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I tell you, a lot of the reasons, you know, some of it can be family, some of it can be business.
Sure.
But the business moves are a result of the jobs also leaving, so they have to leave where the job is taking them.
Mm-hmm.
But the very number one reason usually is a combination of the income tax and the estate tax. There's 36 states in the country with no estate tax. And many, if not most of them, also are the ones that are the ones without an income tax. And that, you know, no income taxes, places like Florida, Nevada, Texas, Washington, Wyoming, New Hampshire, right here in New England,
mm-hmm.
is where a lot of folks from Connecticut move to. They don't even go down to sunny Florida. They
yeah.
go right nearby.
Tony, you're going to be leaving the General Assembly after many years within a week. What is your prediction here? I mean, you know, you've been around the corner several years and what's going on in Hartford. What do you see from the new Democratic majorities coming in the House and Senate and with incoming Governor-elect Lamont taking over? I mean, is this going to be, what's your gut feeling here? Is this going to be a spending free-for-all here in taxation with tolls and everything? Or do you think Mr. Lamont is going to try and perhaps maybe hold the line on some things?
Well, you know, Ned Lamont is a smart person. He's a great guy. I like him very much, in fact. And I wish him well, and I am sending very positive thoughts to the new General Assembly that is assembled. They have a huge challenge in front of them that were years in the making. This administration, after two full terms, hasn't helped the situation, only exacerbated our loss. Let's face it, the fifth straight year, we've lost 22,000 people since 2013,
mm-hmm.
and that was after those big historic tax increases. And that's the verbiage I get all the time. So they're really in a bind, and we need to be cheering for their success. My worry is that many of the new legislators, and this is a national trend, and it was a very anti-Washington, D.C. election this time, many of them, within even the Democratic Party, tend to be on the furthest left side of the political spectrum.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not focused on our financial, you know, success and our financial issues. And that is number one, the biggest priority that should be on their plate for this next legislative session. The problem that Ned Lamont has is within his own caucus, whether he wants to be balanced, pro-business, you know, and trying to stem the tide of people leaving, being pro-taxpayer. We need to recover the tax base that we've lost. In fact, we could be in danger of losing another congressional seat.
Why? Because so many people are leaving. Wow.
You know something, Senator? There's something that the new governor, this was back some time ago, he was talking about, you know, doing this and doing that. He was talking about not spending. You know, we got the Democrats over there. The first thing they want to do is spend all the money that they got in the bank. And he gave me the feeling that this was not going to happen with him. Now, and then in a couple of other incidents. So I'm just wondering, I mean, he's got the power if he wants to do it. But then would the senators that want to just go out there and spend, would they override him?
Well, that is a concern, because right out of the box, you have already assembled a progressive caucus within the Democratic side. You had two longstanding legislators, Democratic legislators, one in the House and one in the Senate, be primaried, and those that were much more liberal take their seats. So I think that's going to be one of his biggest challenges. I think he'll get great cooperation by the Republicans in the House and Senate, but I think he's going to really have the challenge within his own caucus. Additionally, the state labor unions that have been very successful in making sure they maintain the benefits that they've worked to negotiate, mm-hmm. To hold the line, and they've come out saying right off the bat, we're not making any changes.
It's going to be tough. I mean, Senator, this is going to be interesting because, like you say, Ned Lamont is not a politician, not a full-time guy. He came from the business world. He knows what it's like. He knows what it's like to pay taxes, to maintain a corporate entity, to meet a payroll, to have to worry about all the other associated costs with health care. So I think the next 4 years here, at minimum, is going to be rather interesting to watch.
Well, it will be, and you can bet I'm going to continue to be watching.
Yes, please.
And also weighing in. You know, I may not have a vote, but I certainly have a voice. Mm-hmm. And with the years, behind me, I want to make sure that Connecticut keeps moving in a positive direction. I'm going to do all that I can to help in the war of words, I guess, to make sure that that continues and that there's another view that's shown. But it will be a big challenge. And I'm, rooting for success. And we need to, because this is our state. This is a state we love. This is a state we continue to live in. But again, our tax base, our people, it's eroding. And we're losing out to places that have both a combination of no estate tax, no income tax. Some states is without an income tax, but with an income tax, are gaining people simply because the costs are lower, but they have no estate tax as well. So those are the two things Connecticut really has to get serious about addressing. And Ned Lamont has an opportunity to bring his side to the table. Let's see if he can make them see the light.
Well, Senator, I just want to take a moment to thank you, because you have done a good job. You've always been right here to call Paul or myself. And I know that you're going to be successful, and I know that you're not going to let it go either. So that's
well, I thank you for that. I thank you for the hard work that you do. You stay on top of Connecticut issues. You make sure people understand. You educate the public that's out there. That's so critical right now, because you, like me, believe in our state, are dedicated to our state and to its improvement. And, we are a fantastic place to live. We just have to make sure that we align our financial policies along with the people that want to remain and the ones that are paying the bulk of the taxes.
Absolutely.
That helps all the other issues, the issues, the social issues we care about, the environmental issues. We care about all of those things, social justice and so on, but we can't move these issues forward unless we have a strong financial base, a strong financial foundation. And that's what we're rooting for.
Precisely. Tony, thanks. We will be in touch down the road. Thanks for joining us.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great weekend. Happy New Year to you. State Senator Tony Boucher.